Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. I'm going to need everybody on their best behavior this morning, please.
Why?
Kathleen is here from Merrimack, and she works for the federal government.
Uh-oh.
I got some issues I need taking care of.
Oh, no. I can't handle them.
I have no issues. As a former veteran, or as a veteran, I had a top secret security clearance. I am good.
Lucky.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kathleen?
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, score yourself $100. If you tie her, that is still a loss for you. Kennedy with 2,460 wins, only 212 losses. Salt, think about knowing me as long as you have. Can you believe I was entrusted with some of our most important secrets?
Yeah, you're like a sieve. You're like pouring water on a screen.
They trusted me. I don't know who did the background check on me, but they might need checked out themselves. All right, here we go. Question number one. It was a somber week for the Bush family as they laid George H.W. Bush to rest. What is his son's nickname, who was also president?
Oh, God, what is his nickname?
It consists of just one letter. Does that help?
Oh, W?
Question number two. Chrissy Metz told Busy Phillips about her lunch at Oprah's house. She ate a salad that came from Oprah's garden, and Oprah showed off her meditation tree.
Sounds like a dream.
Chrissy Metz can be seen on which NBC tearjerker?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch enough TV. I have a toddler. Sorry. Oh.
Question number three. Nicki Minaj turning 36 tomorrow. What does she call her fan base?
Oh, geez. I don't know. This is terrible.
Question number four. Justin Timberlake postponed another concert as his vocal problems continue. Which famous producer has Timberlake been known to work with for most of his career, including collaborations on songs like Cry Me a River, Sexy Back, and Suit and Tie?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I am so sorry.
No worries.
Working for the federal government has really taken up a lot of my time.
Question number five. Kevin Hart has stepped down as host of this year's Academy Awards over his tweets from nearly a decade ago. Dan is sad because it means no sketches with The Rock.
Oh, man.
Oh.
How many movies?
I think The Rock would have just came out on The Rock's shoulders.
Yep. How many movies have Kevin Hart and The Rock done together? Two, three, or four?
Three.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Yes. Yes.
Starting Carson's Friday off, right?
Yep.
Yes. Kennedy, Kathleen got one out of five.
Sooch.
Federal government sooch. Which means it costs $7,000.
Yes. There it is.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
It was a somber week for the Bush family as they laid to rest George H.W. Bush. What is his son's nickname?
Who
was
W.
Also,
W.
That's correct. Sorry about that.
Tied at one. Question number two. Chrissy Metz told Busy Phillips about her lunch at Oprah's house. She ate a salad that came from Oprah's garden, and Oprah showed off her meditation tree. Chrissy Metz can be seen on which NBC tearjerker?
This is Us.
2-1. Question number three. Nicki Minaj turning 36 this weekend. What does she call her fan base?
Barbies?
That is correct.
It really should be the Menagerie.
Oh, that's so much better.
That's way better.
Wow.
3-1. Question number four. Timberlake postponed another concert as his vocal problems continue. What?
I'm just laughing at Kennedy. She's just mind blown.
I did the
Which famous producer has Timberlake been known to work with for most of his career, including collabos on songs like Cry Me a River, Sexy Back, and
Timbaland.
That's right.
That's short for collaborate.
Then question is collabos. You
know. Stop, collaborate,
it's
and listen.
It's the boots with the fur song.
4-1, question number five.
Those are Timberlands.
Kevin Hart has stepped down as host of this year's Academy Awards over his tweets from nearly a decade ago. Dan is very sad because it means there won't be any sketches with The Rock.
Ah.
Kennedy, how many movies have those two done together? Two, three, or four?
Okay, so there was the one that they filmed here, and then there was... Was he in Jumanji?
The boots with the fur.
I'm going to say two.
That is all five.
Woo!
She's tough. Congratulations, Kennedy.
You went
on
up
the
against
win.
The federal government and won.
Yeah! I fought the law. the law did not
I
win.
I just did it so you could get a scooch.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate that. You don't get the cash, but I do have a family four-pack of tickets to Edaville Family Theme Park. Edaville is open for the Christmas Festival of Lights. Edaville, USA's most memorable New England tradition, is back this year with over 17 million lights illuminating the park. Log on to Edaville.com for tickets and details. You enjoy those. Okay, Kathleen?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're going to have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kathleen from Merrimack, and I definitely can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms, who this morning dropped off a ton of food and coffee for us.
The tots.
Yeah, the tots are good. 99 cent coffee anytime at Cumberland Farms. Make sure you check them out. Morgan is from Brookline. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
I also understand you went to high school with the situation from the Jersey Shore.
What?
I did. I'm a Jersey girl.
Yes.
Annie's a big fan. She would like to know if you have DJ Pauly D's cell phone number.
Yeah, I'm not giving that out.
Morgan, come on. I thought we were friends.
I know.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Morgan?
All right, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is still considered a loss for you. She is over there in that soundproof booth. We call it the smush room. She's got 2,461 wins, 212 losses. Here we go. Question number one. Kathy Griffin will be on Stephen Colbert's show tonight. What big controversy did Kathy Griffin find herself at the center of back in 2017 that got her fired from her New Year's Eve gig with Anderson Cooper and had her on the no-fly list?
Oh, she said something obnoxious? I have no idea.
All right, question number two. Today is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Which Boston-born actor starred in the 2001 movie Pearl Harbor?
Ben Affleck.
Question number three. Twitter released its annual report about the most tweeted events, people, and entertainment of the year. Amid their beef, who was tweeted about more, Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Cardi B.
Question number four. Jennifer Aniston is signing on to do a film with Dolly Parton.
What?
Mm-hmm. Did Jennifer Aniston ever win an Emmy, for her work on Friends? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Question number five. Comedian and Daily Show host Trevor Noah has lost his voice after a trip back to his home country, and the Daily Show is using fill-ins to read the script while he acts it out. Which country is Trevor Noah from?
England.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You remember when we did that with Kennedy at MixFest a couple years ago?
Yes. She had to hold up the signs.
Yeah, we brought her up on
stage. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Kennedy, Morgan got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Two.
Not a thing. Oh, that's not a thing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. We're not doing that?
Kennedy, these are tough. Number one.
Not a thing.
Two.
Kathy Griffin will be on Stephen Colbert's show tonight. What big controversy did Griffin find herself at the center of in 2017 that got her fired from her New Year's Eve gig with Anderson Cooper and had her on the no-fly list?
She posted a picture of her with like a mannequin head that looked like Donald Trump.
Man, bloodied head. Yes, that is right. Severed. 1-0. Question number two. Today's National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Which Boston-born actor starred in the 2001 movie Pearl Harbor?
Ben Affleck.
2-1. Question number three. Twitter released its annual report about the most tweeted events, people, and entertainment of the year. Amid their beef, who was tweeted about more, Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Ooh. Cardi B?
Yes.
Okay. 3-1. Question number four. Jennifer Aniston is signing off.
It was a weak-ass okra.
Yeah, I wasn't was like,
it was like okra.
It was an old people okra.
Jennifer Aniston is signing on to do a film with Dolly Parton. Did Aniston ever win an Emmy for her work on Friends? Yes or no?
No. She did?
Yeah.
Of course she did. Oh, right, because she forgot to thank Brad Pitt. I remember now.
Question number five. It's 3-2. Comedian and Daily Show host Trevor Noah has lost his voice after a trip back home to his home country. The Daily Show is using fill-ins to read the script while he acts it out. What country is Trevor Noah from?
He's from Great Britain.
South Africa.
Oh. That's
the right answer. You still get to win, though. 3-2, Kennedy. Nice job.
Three.
Also not a thing.
Morgan,
not
I'm thing. Sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have Dave Matthews Band tickets. You're going to see him tonight at the TD Garden.
It's actually David Mathieu. It's a Canadian cover band.
Mathieu.
David Mathieu.
Morgan, do not listen to Salt. All right, Morgan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Morgan, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Those tots.
Those tots.
That should be their hashtag. Cumbies, hashtag those tots.
Seriously, man.
Let's see. Who do we have here? Tracy from Rainham. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, girl.
Tracy has actually volunteered at the Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon, benefiting Boston Children's Hospital, and sat right next to you, Kennedy.
Ooh, Dreammaker!
No, she was on the left side of you, the other side.
Will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Tracy?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Kennedy has now left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Remember, you tie or you lose, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Kerry Washington says the things she misses most about playing Olivia Pope on Scandal are her co-stars and the Prada purses.
Oh.
Name the woman who created Scandal, also created Grey's Anatomy.
I have no idea.
Question number two. Saturday is National Gingerbread Decorating Day.
Dan?
So if you do it any other day, you're doing it on an unofficial day. I'm just saying.
Finish this lyric from the old Gingerbread Man fairy tale. Run, run as fast as you can. Blank.
Blank, 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 blank.
I am the Gingerbread Man.
Question number three. The Bachelor is going to kick off its new season January 7th with a live 3-hour premiere.
Ugh.
Pray for Annie's health, everybody. Name the former NFL player who was on last season of The Bachelorette that is tabbed to be this season's Bachelor.
Oh, I don't even watch that show. I
feel like we should give you credit for that.
No.
Question number four. Another woman is suing Gene Simmons of Kiss for touching her inappropriately. Gene Simmons had a popular reality show with his family back in the day. What was it called?
Blank, blank, blank,
too.
Blank.
I have no idea. Oh, my goodness.
Question number five.
Oh, man. It's Carson sweating over here.
I know.
Let me do this here.
Oh, boy.
A high school teacher in California was recently arrested for forcibly cutting a student's hair while singing the Star Spangled Banner.
That just seems odd.
Speaking of bad teachers, which actor did Cameron Diaz end up with in the film Bad Teachers? I think he was also Alvin and the Chipmunks, too, right?
He was in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother.
Freaks and Geeks.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
First name's Jason.
I love you, man.
First name's Jason.
Jason Bateman.
Okay.
And we can't even give it.
Come on.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
You get negative one.
We tried. Negative Such.
You are awarded no points.
Kennedy.
You are awarded no points.
Tracy got 0 out of 5.
Oh, no.
That is a Mel. Mel, 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 Mel.
Possibly the worst Mel.
It's like you're trying to get the wave started at Fenway and nobody's there.
I even tried to give her a Such at the end, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Could not get it.
She didn't want to take it.
All right, these are...
Pity Such. She doesn't need a pity Such.
These are tough. You ready?
Yes.
Kerry Washington says the things she misses most about playing Olivia Pope on Scandal are her co-stars and the Prada purses.
Mm.
Name the woman who created Scandal and also Grey's Anatomy.
Shonda Rhimes?
Winner.
Do we continue?
Yeah. Go for it.
Question number two. Saturday is National Gingerbread Decorating Day. Finish this lyric from the old Gingerbread Man fairy tale. Run, run as fast as you can.
Because I'm in love with the Gingerbread Man.
You can't catch me. I'm the Gingerbread Man.
Not the gumdrop buttons.
Question number three. The Bachelor is going to kick off its new season January 7th with a 3-hour premiere. Name the former NFL player who was on last season of The Bachelorette that will be this season's Bachelor.
Colton Underwood.
Don't think you can call him an NFL player if you never played.
2-0. Question number four.
Player denotes played in a game.
Another woman is suing Gene Simmons of Kiss for touching her inappropriately. He had a popular reality show with his family back in the day. What was it called?
Simmons Family Jewels.
The what?
Simmons Family Jewels.
So close. Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
You forgot the Jean.
Thank you. You're so French today.
Question number five. A high school teacher in California has recently been arrested for forcibly cutting a student's hair while singing the Star Spangled Banner.
I don't know what's going on in our world.
Yeah.
What's Speaking of bad teachers, which actor did Cameron Diaz end up with in the film Bad Teacher?
I don't know.
Should I give her the same hint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
I love you, man.
First name Jason.
Jason Segel.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, we gave all those hints to Tracy.
We've all saw his stuff.
3-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tracy, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Straight No Chaser December 11th at the Vox Center, Wang Theater, and everything goes well. They will be joining us in studio that morning. Tracy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tracy from Rainham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.